Mix 98.9, good morning.
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
It is Bill from Premier. How you doing?
Bill, I can't tell you how excited I am for this interview. I really am.
Well, let me get on. You can yodel a little bit. And
okay.
Hold on 1 second for Caleb, Joshua, and Becca.
Awesome.
And then you got 7 minutes. It's a short one today.
Okay, I'll try my best.
Okay, hold on 1 sec.
Thank you.
All right, Gary, here is Caleb, Joshua, and Becca.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I have all three of you. First of all, congratulations on winning The Voice, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my. I got to tell you, over the weekend, I played back every song you guys performed on The Voice, and I was blown away for the third, fourth, and fifth, and sixth time. It was just amazing. You guys are phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
Listen, I know you're hearing that before. I just got to ask you, though, growing up in Pettisville, so what was the big city? Was it Archbald or was it Wauseon? That's all I need to know.
Oh, Wauseon was the big city.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, there's like a Walmart up there.
Oh, my gosh, you made it to Walmart. Is there a McDonald's in your town or no?
Not in Pettisville.
No.
Archbald's got one.
Oh, well, then that's half the battle right there. Well, like, see, you know what? It's kind of funny. I had to look up Pettisville because, I mean, I'm from Ohio, and I've been in Ohio almost my whole life. I had never heard of that town before, but it's just a small blip. What, 500, 600 people?
Yeah. If you go, like, two blocks, you've missed the downtown entirely, so...
And then I guess the other question is, and I'm sure everybody's asked you this, is everybody in the town a relative of yours?
Pretty much. I mean...
That's a running joke.
That was a running joke.
Yeah. Well, I kind of thought it would be, but I want to get to the career. First of all, how amazing was it working with Kelly Clarkson for all of you?
Oh, she was just so amazing. I mean... Before we have even met her, you can kind of tell she has this really warm personality, and it all is just so true. She's so genuine, and she has a lot going on right now in her own career, but the fact that she took so much time and spent a lot of energy on us because she was really invested in Girl Named Tom and belief in us. So it was amazing to like get to see her up close, and like I think she's a really good example of a famous person who is also really grounded.
Mm-hmm. You didn't seem too overwhelmed by the experience at all. I kind of felt like, even on stage, the presence there, you guys were well grounded. Does that come from, where does that come from? Just a lot of performing or what?
Yeah, I would say a lot of performing goes a long ways. But I would also say that most of those folks that we were singing with and competing against have performed for their whole lives. So that's not all it takes, because performing on the Voice stage is a completely different level. The biggest thing for me was being there with my siblings, sharing that stage with two other people, and in interviews and in all this filming things, this TV world that was so foreign to us. People have told us, you guys look comfortable up there. And the only thing I can really attribute that to is that I was up there with my siblings, because I don't think it would have been that same way if I was by myself.
Well, the one thing I also noticed on the show, as I kept watching some of the tracks, is like Kelly Clarkson just gushed over you. I mean, she was in near tears every time you performed. But then when I looked at Blake and Ariana and John Legend, they were all in the same thing saying, in fact, I think it was John Legend who said, people pay to see performances like this. I know I'm paraphrasing, but I mean, how did that make you feel when these superstars are giving those accolades to you?
Yeah, it's very, very affirming to what we do. Like, when we started getting on this show, we didn't know if we'd get a single chair turned. Like, that was our goal in the blind audition. And yeah, we just wanted some exposure from this show. And then I would say more valuable than the exposure that we've gotten has been that affirmation from not only those incredible coaches, but the fans. That now we know that there's a lot of people that really enjoys what we do. And that's just really exciting to us that we get to put out music for our career. And yeah, hopefully people continue to follow along and our fan base keeps growing.
So do you find yourself going back to the hotel room looking at the iTunes downloads? Because that was amazing.
Wow. Yeah, for a couple of weeks there, I had that on, speed dial on my phone. I had it right there. The charts were always such a thrill to look at. I still can't believe that was a real part of this experience.
Amazing.
And our friends and family didn't let us go too long without giving us an update.
That's true.
Well, that's awesome for you. All right, now I got to ask you, because I got to tell you, the song that did it for me was Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman. When you did that, I thought it was better than Glenn's, and I'm an old Glenn Campbell fan. I mean, you personalize each song. Is that what you try to do each time you're out there?
Yeah, we really, you know, I'm so glad that you liked our Wichita Lineman rendition, and that one was really tried and true because we took it on tour a lot. And so, actually, that song, Wichita Lineman, Seven Bridges Road, and Helplessly Hoping, we've tested on a lot of crowds, and so we know those arrangements work with a lot of people. But then it was like that extra icing on the cake to have those four coaches really love them too, and people like you. So. Yeah, we really do try to take the song for what it is and stay true to it as much as we can, but then also give our own flair to it and, put our stamp on it.
Oh, that is just awesome. Boy, I've probably got 100 more questions, and I know my time is up, so they're going to be interrupting us. But again, thank you guys. Congratulations again. I look forward to seeing you guys hopefully soon in concert.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Care. Have a great day.